to talk a little bit about wells. Our asked you in scripture where we have wells, a well mentioned, what's the first well that comes to mind? Let's talk about it.
The woman at the well?
What's the well's name?
Jacob the well?
Jesus well. So this is just a question that I put out there, I'm not going to answer it. It kind of has to do with a little bit about what we're talking about. Jacob's well is very interesting. But where was it? Where was it? To this day, Jacob's well is produced over 2,000 years. You can dip down into Jacob's well. In the front yard where I live, my grandfather dug a well on my great grandfather's property over 100 years ago. And this well obviously was done before there was electricity, before they had a well. Obviously, well, this well was maybe 3 or 4 feet in diameter, lined with concrete. And this well was used for washing water. My grandpa had cattle, had animals, so it was also good cattle for watering the garden. It was also used for the neighbors too. Neighbors came to his well. So you see that it was for himself. But when wells were drilled, you needed electricity to run those wells. But what happened when the power went out? So all the neighbors would come to my grandma's house, and they would dip down into that well, and they would get off. And so, it was its abuse for others too. My question for you is there anyone here that has done well? I can only imagine the digging up as well, the sweat and the physical energy and the exercise that it took to dig this well. Water's only maybe 15 feet. I covered it up as soon as we moved there because I had the holes. And I didn't want to read my story. Covered up the doghouse on top. I'm very curious now to look at that. Has anyone here done a one? Has anyone here drank from a well? I think most of you have. Even in some cities, they have wells and produce water. So most of you probably have. So, maybe good drinkers, but it doesn't sound like you're really good drinkers. But I'd like to tell you, I would like to maybe lay out a little way in which you could engage. Because it's going to be vital for your speech. I have, in my lifetime, I have dug many wells. The deepest well I dug was in the last year. But I would take you back we're just going to lay things out and begin and you'll get it. So we're going to start with Proverbs chapter 6. I know we don't have much time, so I'm going to kind of breeze over things maybe a little bit. That you'll understand where I'm going. Proverbs chapter 6, and I'm just going to read again the last part of verse 23. And reproofs of instruction of the way of life. We can hear this, we all say, reproofs of discipline are the ways. Instruction is knowledge, we're not knowing it, it's knowledge received through chastening or discipline. Sense. Every one of you, in some degree, has experienced discipline or chastening. And you can. He will be with you your whole life. Why do you have to experience discipline and chastening? It came early in my life and lasted for a few years. Chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 4. Tells us why there's discipline and chastening in our lives. And the root cause is us. You learn it as children. Why did your parents discipline you? Because they love you. And so it says here, chapter 12, verse 6, for whom the Lord loveth, what? Chastening. Another word for chastening. It's the response that I give to that that matters. That's vital in your life. Here in Hebrews, it says we can despise. What is despise? Just count it as an everyday. It happens to everybody. We're just going to go forward. I'm not going to let ourselves in. That's despising. The other says, think not. What does that mean? I can't handle, Lord, I can't handle this. We become discouraged. But there's another, later on in the chapter 12, it says, it speaks about bitterness. It speaks about the root of bitterness. What's that? What does that feel like? What does that feel like? If there's anything in my life that I look back at, I might look back 30 years at this discipline that happened in my life, or I might have that look back a year ago, and if I have, maybe I get a little warmer in my life. Maybe upsets me. Why? forgiveness. What does the Lord want? When there is a trial, all going to happen. We've all had this submission. What does the Lord want? What does he want? It says in verse 11, now no chasing for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceful fruit of righteousness unto them which are led. Exercise. What does he want? It's exercise. He wants us to be exercised. What glory do you have in this? Take it. His hand. You know, in Micah chapter 6, it says, hear ye the wrong, and who hath appointed it. Oftentimes, when difficult things come in, we get our eyes on the rod, and not the hand. If I get my eyes on whatever it may be, and not the hand that holds the rod, there's going to be despise. It could be a fainting, it could be bitterness. But if we're exercised, we're going to reach on and take hold of that bitterness. So I want to give you the verse where it came from 30 years ago. And it's the verse that is helping begin to take a will in my life. Psalm chapter 18. Psalm chapter 18. And verse. Blessings to my soul. let's go on to Psalm 84. So in order to start in your world, in your home, there has to be exercise of school in the right spirit. If you have a home spirit, it will be no well. I now can go back and drink from that well. I died 30 years ago. I'm going to read you a verse here that I found 30 years ago. It's never been enough. Psalm 84, start at verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in me and whose heart are the ways of God, who passing through the valley of Baca, does it say it will be going on? Is that what it says? It says, make it come out. The valley of Baca is weak. The valley. But you could say it's the valley of trouble, difficulties in life. It's a valley in life. But what does the Lord want us to do? When we are passing through chastening or discipline in our life, make it a well. Why? It's so that you can, in the days to come, you're going to have other things in your life. Other difficulties. And the Lord wants you to have wells of your own that you have dug in exercises school that you can go back to, not only you. You have something to share with something else, someone else. Others go through trials. Do you have anything for them? You've got to have wells. But if it does not, it's a well. So not only is it deep, spring, fresh, there's always a freshness to that world. So, this has been something that the Lord gave me many years ago. I could take you to many places in my life where I dug a well. Or I was laying on the couch knowing I could pass away any time. Or I'm waiting in the hospital. Or in emergency. I knew I had to make it well. Because I wanted the blessing. I wanted to know what the Lord had for me in this. And I made it a well. Some deeper than others. But now I have the privilege to go back and find refreshment. I don't go back at any trials in my life. There's no bitterness. Why? Because His hand for my lesson And now I can go back and I'm refreshed by those things that I guess. And in closing, I'm going to give you an example. Does anyone here know Joseph Scribe? Has anyone here drained from the well of Joseph Scribe? Joseph lived in Ireland in the 1800s. The day before he was to be married, his bride before he was to be married, Joseph moved to Canada. He was again engaged. And the young lady fell sick. Jacob was a little disciplined in his life in Jesus. But you know what he did? He died. His mom was in Ireland, and he sent her a letter of hope to encourage him. Joseph himself died. This poem is a favorite of all, everyone here. It's one we sing all the time. We usually sing it. But this is the well. This came from the well that Joseph got, and it's still to go. Over 100 years ago, this is the future to every one of us. Let's sing it. Number 13.
Every
the ring from Joseph's glove. Thank you.